Elnaz Mohammadi is speaking to her twin sister Elahe, who's been in prison since September 29th. Elahe was arrested shortly after attending the funeral of Mahsa Amini, the young woman who died in police custody. Elahe Mohammadi is one of 95 reporters detained in nearly 9 months. Many have been released on bail. Elahe is not one of them. Her desk at the Hammihan newspaper offices is just as she left it, only now she is in the headlines. Elahe is charged with cooperating with the hostile government of the United States, acting against national security, and spreading propaganda against the establishment. Her trial will be held behind closed doors. If convicted, she could face up to 10 years in jail.
She has denied these charges, and we are waiting to see what evidence will be presented in court. We hope she will be acquitted and compensated for this very difficult time she has endured.
Fellow journalist Niloufar Hamidi took the photo inside the hospital when Amini died. She is one of four journalists from the reformist newspaper Sharq who was arrested. Niloufar is facing the same charges as Elahe, and she too is still in prison. Her editor is worried.
The main problem in Iran is that the authorities make decisions arbitrarily. When a journalist reports on an issue not in line with the officials, they come after you. Media is the first target of the authorities when the reporting is not what they want.
But officials say they broke the law.
Journalistic activities in line with the law are free in Iran. The head of the judiciary repeatedly said we support journalism, but journalists' activities should not go against the law.
The Constitution guarantees media freedom as long as journalists do not endanger the Islamic Republic, offend the Supreme Leader, and do not spread false information. It leaves plenty of room for interpretation and subjective censorship.
That's something the Tehran branch of the Association of Iranian Journalists is trying to fight. It says in recent months, Iran has had the highest number of imprisoned journalists in the last 30 years, making this country one of the most difficult places in the world for reporters. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Tehran.